ABC Radio Australia.
Hundreds of travellers across the Pacific have been stranded after Vanuatu's national airline cancelled a string of flights over the weekend. The issues look set to continue into this week, spelling difficult days ahead for the troubled airline. Marion Farr takes a look as to whether a newly appointed board could fix the problems.
For Philip Iong, transporting tourists around Vanuatu is his bread and butter.
Humitours is primarily a company that offers transfers, mostly airport transfers and day tours.
But a series of flight cancellations by the country's national carrier has impacted his business.
I'm not really sure, like, in terms of percentage, but we've actually lost a lot of bookings.
Since Friday, Air Vanuatu has cancelled or rescheduled more than 20 flights to and from Australia, New Zealand and Fiji. In a statement provided to the ABC, Airport Services Manager Jody Southern said engineering issues were to blame, with the airline's Boeing 737 jet grounded in Brisbane.
"We are deeply sorry for the inconvenience and frustration this has caused our guests, particularly during the busy school holiday travel period, and we are busy doing what we can to get our guests where they need to go as quickly as possible. We are assisting with accommodation and meals for guests stranded in Vanuatu, and our service desk at the Port Vila Airport remains staffed to help with questions."
Australian resident Janice O'Neill says she was extremely disappointed when her flight to Port Vila was cancelled on Friday.
"My partner had gone over 5 days previously to go on a fishing trip, and the whole idea was that I was to meet him at the beautiful Arakawa Island Resort for 5 days in our beautiful beachfront bungalow. And unfortunately, he is there by himself. He's meant to come home on Wednesday and has had his flight now cancelled without any idea of when he can get home."
Ms. O'Neill, who works as a travel agent, says it's a bad look for Air Vanuatu.
"I will never sell Air Vanuatu again. I will never sell it to my customers. I'm not going to put them into the same situation that we've been put in."
It's not the first time Air Vanuatu has run into issues. Late last year, more Australian tourists were stranded just days out from Christmas after an Air Vanuatu plane was grounded for maintenance. Passengers were delayed by a week and complained about poor communication from the airline. Philip Iong from Yumi Tours is worried about Vanuatu's reputation if the issues persist.
"I mean, on my end, I follow a lot of forums on social media, and people actually are very anxious and are very angry at the same time with all the disruptions, most of them having already paid their air tickets and cancellations without proper explanations about refunds and stuff like that. I mean, it's not a good picture to paint for Vanuatu as a whole."
Mr. Iong says he's lucky he can still rely on business from cruise ships to keep his operation afloat. But he says others have it worse.
"I think the hotels would be the ones who would see more, like, really affected from the flight disruptions. Whereas for us, like, in our operations, we're affected, but it's not to a really big extent."
Amid the turmoil, the Vanuatu government has appointed a new Air Vanuatu board, with Moana Kakases Kalasil as chair. The board met for the first time yesterday, with Mr. Kalasil apologising to customers.
"We are trying to find a solution quickly to help them to catch a flight and going back home."
He says he's determined to work through the issues.
"I've been put there because of my long-term capacity to fix problems. As you know, I've been a former Prime Minister of this country, so I understand. I cannot say more than that. I'll be able, after the Prime Minister make his statement, then you can call me and I can we'll be specific on how we're going to run the island."
Can you tell me which problems you want to fix? What problems do you see?
"I cannot say anything now until I can meet with the board officially and sit down."
The incoming chair says he's hoping for support from the Vanuatu government to move forward.
And that's Marion Farr reporting.